Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milo Candini. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Milo Candini. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Early moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Webb reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Vernon moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. Pretty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-1 in the game. Candini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Solter strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Turner reaches second base with a double. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphries bunts towards the mound. Candini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Turner scores. Humphries moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodgson hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon catches it and throws to third to double up Humphries. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camporis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-2 in the game. Candini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Humphries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphries moves to third. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell pinch hits for John Sullivan. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Powell reaches second base with a double. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Milo Candini. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Case reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Case steals third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Case scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Joe Haynes now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Moore reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. It's 4-2, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Camporis now playing second base. Jerry Pretty now playing shortstop. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Sherry Robertson now playing third base. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from early and he is safe. Appling steals second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis strikes out. 1 out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.